Welcome to Career Tools. This week, how to accept a compliment. And we start by trying not to let it go to our head. Here we go. Folks, people often ask us to help us during important transitions of their careers, getting promoted, wanting to get promoted, failing to get promoted. And a lot of people have asked us, help me start my career. We have a series of casts for sale called First Job Fundamentals. It covers all the basics starting your career. It shatters a bunch of myths. It tells you how to put your head down. It tells you how to deal with time and people and priorities and work and personal issues and the balance between work and family and so on. We encourage you to take a look at it. So, okay, Wendy, we're going to talk about compliments. I'm sure you've been dying to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Getting compliments.
Because this is something I am so good at.
Yeah. But look, professionally, we try to do good work, and in some cases, we get compliments. We get positive feedback, and frankly, it's probably more rare than it should be, and etiquette and professional comportment classes seem to be lacking in business schools and university and college and secondary education, and so we don't know what to say or how to act. Other than, for many of us, the standard way of dealing with it is simply to demur, to act as if, oh, no, no, and to rebut, if you will, the idea of a compliment as a way of saying, oh, no, I'm too humble to be complimented, which, of course, is rude to the person who's taken the time to compliment you. So this is something that, for many of us, I think will take practice to do well. So
yeah.
What's the right way to accept a compliment?
Okay, so the first thing is smile. The next thing is say thank you. We don't go overboard. Then ask a question as a transition to the next part of the conversation, and then spread the love.
Okay, spread the love. That's quite a vague and uncertain item.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, good. All right, first thing, smile.
Yeah, because most of us, when somebody tells us a compliment, those of us who struggle with taking compliments or accepting compliments, and it was funny when I looked this up on the internet, I found a bunch of articles that say why women can't take compliments.
Oh, geez.
And then I found a bit about a bunch that said why men can't take compliments.
Yeah.
So clearly there's a whole bunch of us who can't take compliments or can't accept compliments.
I think it's safe to say that any article in a blog folks, one of the problems with blogs today is the editorial hurdle you have to get over to have a blog is zero. And yet they purport to provide guidance. But any blog article that starts with why women or why men is almost always incredibly suspect.
That's true.
Okay. That said, go ahead.
So the thing that those of us who find it difficult to take compliments or accept compliments do is we make a face, a kind of I'm embarrassed face or stop doing that kind of face. And the one thing we can do is smile. It's really easy to do. Instead of making that face, just smile.
Yeah.
And that says to the person, hey, I'm listening to you and I'm appreciating what you're saying to me.
I think when you squirm a little bit, when you grimace a little bit, you're basically saying, I'm embarrassed by this. Please get this over quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rude. It's rude. Someone has come up to you on their own and decided to say something nice to you. Now, they may do it poorly, but if someone does a compliment to you poorly, you focus on the thing that is good and you ignore their silly mistake. Now, it could be that their compliment is mean-spirited. That's a completely different thing. And then you could still smile and say thank you and then just be above it all. But even if they do it poorly, their intention is good. And one of the things people miss about etiquette is this idea that there is a right way to do things. And if someone does it wrong, then you're supposed to point it out and so on. And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
If someone gives you a well-intentioned compliment, however unartfully it's delivered, and you act embarrassed, you're saying, this is all about me, and what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is judging someone else negatively despite their good intention. That's an enormous lift for most people that just doesn't make any sense at all. You're even saying, this is a lot more about me. And frankly, most people wouldn't say, I didn't do it good. I stunk it up. But what you're saying is, this is way more about me. And I know I did something good, but now you're taking away from it. which is ludicrous. It's just absolutely ludicrous. Now, you're saying there are people who listen and go, no, 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 that's not what I mean. I'm being humble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're being humble and embarrassing someone yes. who's trying to do something nice for you.
Yeah, actually, how does that work? No, no, no. They're not being humble. They're acting humble as a shield against the compliment rather than actually being humble, because the humble thing to do when someone compliments you is to say thank you. You can be internally slightly embarrassed while also honoring the person's respect for what you did. It's simple as that. Now, okay, I just addressed the negative, but you were saying about smiling.
Yeah, and if you find accepting compliments difficult, and you're not alone, if you smile, your body language speaks for you and you have to say less, which is a good thing. If you're struggling to find the right words, or you're struggling not to say, oh, it was nothing, or, oh, I've had this for ages, or whatever it is you're being complimented on and that you're trying to avoid, if you smile, you don't have to find those words. All you have to do is smile and say thank you and like, and you're done. Easy.
Yep.
And rather than trying to find the right words to say whatever it is that you want to say without being rude to the person.
Yeah. In fact, generally saying less about yourself, about what you did, is better. That's humble, as opposed to acting as if the other person has put you in an embarrassing situation. I would even say that, going back to our earlier point, it's not humility, it's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, people believe it's absolutely insincere insecurity, which is designed for a small percentage, I'd say 10 to 15% of the population, say, oh, of course it's not me, which is a way of saying, please talk more about how great I am.
Yeah.
Which is just slippery, not good. Okay. The next thing is one of the greatest phrases in the history of humankind is to say thank you.
Thank you. Many of us say anything other than thank you as our first words.
Agreed.
It was easy. It was nothing. Yeah. I had help, you know, whatever it is. We'll say
again, anything. Deflecting, right?
Deflecting.
I had help. It was nothing. If it was nothing, then this person should not have come up to you and said something about it.
Exactly.
What you're saying is you talk about trivialities. If this was something to you, sir, when it was nothing to me, that should tell you how much more important I am than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a phrase that I use is de nada, right? Which is, it's nothing in Spanish. And it's inappropriate. You are creating potential conflict when in fact, what we recommend you do is to accept the joy that someone has taken the time. And there are plenty of people who are uncomfortable giving compliments. Look, the world is full of judgment, and the professional world is all about finding errors and finding weaknesses and pointing out why something won't work, right? To prove your intelligence. And so it's easy to not give compliments. It's actually harder for most people to give compliments. So to say it was easy, it was nothing, or I had help, are all essentially saying what you're talking about is not important to me. We're negating the effort that they went to compliment us.
Yeah. It's just not nice. Let's assume that it was your manager. I can't find a word. Let's assume it was your manager and she noticed your work, which you wanted her to do, right? We all want that. Part of why we work is, we work for the money, but we also work for the
value we produce.
Intellectual satisfaction, whatever. We also work for the people that we work for. And we want those people to be on our side. So she's noticed your work. She's taken the time to put some words together and she's told you you did well, which secretly you really want her to do, whatever kind of, different issues you have in your own mind. Secretly, we all want to be praised. And your reaction is to say it was nothing. And so it would be reasonable for her to decide next time not to give you a compliment, because clearly it's nothing to you. So why even mention it? And she might not think, well, I'm not going to put it in the annual review, or I'm not going to consider it when it comes to your pay rise, because clearly if it was that easy for you, or if it was nothing to you, then it has no value.
Yeah. So what we recommend is just saying thank you. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to come up with a better phrase. Whatever phrase your phrase is in your language, it's the simple phrase, thank you. And in fact, I have found it's best, and this sounds terrible, but or it sounds terrible in the zeitgeist of one doesn't toot one's own horn, but when Danny and Lynette and I present, and when Mike comes with us, or even when you come with us, people come up and say, "You changed my life." I was in Charlotte with Lynette recently, and a gentleman came up, and he walked into the room, and I was standing in the back of the room. It was 7:30 in the morning. He says, "Oh, I'm not ready yet." And I said, "What? It's 7:30. You've got plenty of time." He says, "No, I expected to meet somebody else before I met you." And I said, "Oh, well, okay." And then we introduced ourselves to one another, and he looked at me. He put his hands at his side, and he said, "You changed my life." And you know what? In hindsight, one of the things I often do is skip the thank you and go right to something that probably is less than effective, which is to say, "No, I didn't. You did." Uh-huh. Right? I gave you some ideas. We gave you some ideas. And you
no,
used
I
them.
Didn't.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yes.
He says you changed his life. Exactly. And you get into his head and right. decide that you understand yeah. his, the last 10 years of his life.
Because
and
say, I'm no, that smart. Because I'm right? totally that smart. And I have X-ray brain vision.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you do it. I do it too. You know?
No, come
you,
on.
But, you know.
No, I'm in a role where I often get thanked. I get emails, and I absolutely could do this better. I could simply say thank you. And just that, not thank you, it was nothing. Now, if you're used to saying it was nothing or hey, don't worry about it, if you wanted to say as a transition, thank you, don't worry about it, then okay, fine. But we recommend the most professional, the politest, the easiest thing is for you to say thank you. That's the humble thing, is to not make it about you, to not share your internal strife about being complimented, not suggest it's about them, not suggest it's small, to just say thank you, to honor the person giving you the compliment, and to recognize the world's full of harshness, and this is a moment of joy, and just accept it.
Exactly. And I couldn't find a better way of describing this, but if you just say thank you, it's professional and it doesn't have any meaning behind it apart from thank you. But what some of us do is use baby language and kind of go, "Oh, thanks, you're so sweet."
Yeah.
And it just completely takes away from your professionalism to do that. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And then don't go overboard.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of high eyes listening going, "What are they talking about? Of course, yeah. Everybody loves like talk about me. Why would I not want people talking yeah. about me?
Because
and giving me and telling
I'm
me
awesome.
How awesome I am." Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this section is for all the high eyes who don't know what we're talking about. They're usually much more comfortable receiving compliments than right. the other DISC styles. As we said, your natural reaction is to say, "You know, you're right. I yeah. am awesome. And this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And how brilliantly did I deal with all of that? You're right. Let's carry on talking about me."
Here's the way. I would say something different than that, Wendy. You've described the expression of their emotions correctly. What I would say is this. If you say, "You know, I was awesome," the high eyes would say, "I would never say that." Folks, we're not saying that's your quote. Your quote is this. "Oh, thanks, dude. That was, I got to tell you, let me tell you a story about how it happened." Right? In other words, they compliment you on something you did well, and then you go back and want to talk about how well you did it. Mm-hmm. You don't immediately say, the high eye doesn't immediately say, "Oh, thank you very much. And let me tell you a story about how somebody else on the team was absolutely awesome." You talk about yourself, which is essentially saying, "I was awesome, and I want to extend this compliment further than politeness and etiquette and professional comportment would suggest is appropriate."
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's just thank you.
Yeah. And if you can't stop at the silent thank you, then a couple of sentences. If you catch yourself and it's 5 minutes later, stop.
Yeah. "Thank you. I feel very lucky to have been involved." Or, "Thank you. It's kind of you to notice."
Mm-hmm.
"Thank you. I'm always glad to be of service." "Thank you. I appreciate the compliment." You know, that's just thank you again with more words.
Yeah.
And by the way, you start doing this and you'll discover that people really appreciate you being brief. And in many cases, what they'll do is say, then to go in deeper and say, "I like this, I like this, I like this, I like this." And it takes a bit of an effort to get past the acceptable standard of one doesn't compliment someone else. The standard for complimenting people above, let's assume that average performance is zero. You have to get to an 8 or a 9 before you compliment somebody. Whereas, boy, if somebody goes to -1, we're quick to point it out.
It's right? True.
Yeah. So the shorter you are, the easier it is for them to feel that you recognize the level of effort they went to. And then you suggest asking a question, which I love, is genius, simply because a conversation's a tennis match, and somebody says something to you and you accept it, and then you send the conversation back to them, right?
Yeah, and for those of us who feel kind of awkward with that whole saying thank you and okay, what do I say now? Ask a question is a really easy way to move the conversation back to the other person and give them the responsibility, as you just said. So you don't want to go to a completely new topic because that might seem a bit like non sequitur. Is that the word?
Non sequitur.
So stay within the kind of confines of where you were, but ask a question. So, for example, if your boss said,
I'll do it. You be the boss, and I'll be the subordinate. This should be fun.
Okay, Mark, congratulations on that presentation you gave in our staff meeting today. You covered all those topics. I was really impressed. And you handled those questions from Bill. He can be so awkward, and you handled them beautifully. Well done.
Thank you. I worked hard. Thank you for noticing. Do you think that following up with Bill about the budget would be helpful?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, so again,
how easy was that?
Yeah, it's simply thank you, and then perhaps a question back. As a way not to continue the compliment, but to essentially acknowledge that now the conversation goes back to the other person. If you've not heard our conversation, our podcast about conversations, the comment I made about tennis match suggests that Wendy makes a comment, I respond to her comment. I might disagree, I might agree, I might provide a different tangent, a different way of looking at it. And then I ask her a question in order to turn the conversation back over to her. And the highest form of conversation, particularly social conversation or non-professional subordinate boss sort of situations that are very tactical in nature, is essentially to say, I'm going to be brief and I want you to finish. I want it to be obvious to you that it's your turn to talk. This is not a way to deflect, but it's a way to make it easier for the other person to respond.
Yeah.
Good. And then
the last one is spread the love.
Spread the love. Literally, maybe the finest single agenda bullet ever in the history of manager tools and career tools.
Excellent. I'm proud that it was mine more than I thought of it. And all of us can know that we're not successful without anybody else. There's very few of us who work on things so singularly that no one else had anything to do with our success. And so, if you've accepted a compliment that was about a project or a presentation or anything that involved other people, then let them know that someone complimented them, that somebody else appreciated their work, even though they didn't hear it firsthand. So if Maggie and I were working on something and you said to me, hey, Wendy, great job, I would say thank you to you. And I might say, of course, Maggie helped. And then when I talk to Maggie, I say, hey, Mark told me that he thought we did a great job on that project.
Yeah.
So just make sure that everybody knows that was involved, that whoever it was appreciated their work.
And by the way, guys, to be clear, there is nothing untrue or inappropriate about if Wendy's my boss and Wendy says, Mark, thank you very much for the hard work you did on this. That was really great. And then me saying in my staff meeting, say an hour later, by the way, guys, I just want to say the boss thanked us for our work.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your boss thanks you, if you're a manager, they're not just saying that you did it. There's an assumption that you are the leader of a team and that you are responsible for everyone's work, and almost inevitably, someone else's work, one of the people who reports to you, was involved in your ability to do what you did. If that weren't the case, then CEOs wouldn't have anybody beneath them, right?
Yeah.
CEOs get complimented for all kinds of things, but what do they always say? Well, I was surrounded by great people, which they mean, because CEOs will tell you, I clearly don't do anything by myself other than make decisions and communicate about those decisions. So don't be afraid of turning a boss to you, thank you compliment, into a compliment for the team. Hey, our boss, the boss said we did a great job. Or the boss wanted to say thanks to us for what we did. And if they go back to your boss later, if your direct goes back to the boss and say, hey, I heard you thanked us for the stuff, and your boss is, actually, I thank Mark, then your boss is being a doofus, okay? Because you are not complimented by yourself. If you have directs, that compliment applies to your directs as well. In the vast majority of cases, there might be certain private situations involving confidential information, but other than that, it's completely appropriate. And that would be a good opportunity to spread the love, because most of us as bosses grossly under-communicate when it comes to performance that meets the standard.
Yeah, it's weird. So often I see things where people are complaining that somebody, their boss, takes the credit for their work. And this is the opposite of doing that. If your boss tells you you did a great job, then pass it down to your team, because they did the work too.
Yeah, and I've learned, by the way, when people complain about their boss taking credit, that line is a very gray, it's not a bright line. Some boss goes to a meeting. He has to give a presentation where three or four people do hours and hours and hours work to prepare some analytics that say we're going to do X or Y. And the boss has to give the presentation. And the boss says, we did this, or I did this, and we did this, and we came up with this. And everybody goes, wow, that's great. We weren't seeing it that way. That's wonderful. And the boss says, hey, thanks. And perhaps it's not clear the boss's communication about, well, my team was very involved and so on. But in that situation, somebody says to us, oh, my boss got credit for my work. Dudes, the CEO gets credit for everybody's work.
Yeah.
That's why some of them have huge paychecks. It's not that they're taking credit from you. Now, if your boss is not complimenting you, not giving you positive feedback and so on, that's different. But it would be inappropriate, a la this podcast today, for your boss to say, oh, no, my people did all of it. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, there might be a situation where you'd say thank you, and then because there was a very specific mention of the boss, and it was a team effort, that the boss could say, and I wouldn't be here if my team hadn't spent the entire weekend busting their tail, and I owe them some time. That would be appropriate as well. Anyway, okay. So you want to wrap us up?
Yeah. So when you're given a compliment, smile, say thank you, don't go overboard, ask a question to move the conversation on, and spread the love.
There you go. Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. That's it. We hope you get lots of compliments in your life, and now you know how many people respond to them is probably not the right way. And there is a right way.